He spoke these last words as though he were flinging an insult at me. "What did you do?" I had no time to think about the meaning he put into his words. We at once began the duet in Othello, and already the catastrophe was upon us. I sang Desdemona with a despair, a terror which I had never displayed before. As for him, his voice thundered forth his revengeful soul at every note. Love, jealousy, hatred burst out around us in harrowing cries. Eric's black mask made me think of the natural mask of the Moor of Venice. He was Othello himself. Suddenly, I felt a need to see beneath the mask. I wanted to know the face of the voice, and with a movement which I was utterly unable to control, swiftly my fingers tore away the mask. Oh, horror, horror, horror! Christine stopped at the thought of the vision that had scared her, while the echoes of the night, which had repeated the name of Eric, now thrice moaned the cry, "Horror, horror, horror." Raoul and Christine, clasping each other closely, raised their eyes to the stars that shone in a clear and peaceful sky. Raoul said, "Strange, Christine, that this calm, soft night should be so full of plaintive sounds. One would think that it was sorrowing with us." "When you know the secret, Raoul, your ears, like mine, will be full of lamentations." She took Raoul's protecting hands in hers, and with a long shiver continued, "Yes, if I lived to be 100, I should always hear the superhuman cry of grief and rage which he uttered when the terrible sight appeared before my eyes. Raoul, you have seen death's heads, when they have been dried and withered by the centuries, and perhaps, if you were not the victim of a nightmare, you saw his death's head at Perot. And then you saw Red Death stalking about at the last masked ball. But all those death's heads were motionless, and their dumb horror was not alive. But imagine, if you can, Red Death's mask suddenly coming to life in order to express, with the four black holes of its eyes, its nose, and its mouth, the extreme anger, the mighty fury of a demon. And not a ray of light from the sockets, for as I learned later, you cannot see his blazing eyes except in the dark. I fell back against the wall, and he came up to me, grinding his teeth, and as I fell upon my knees, he hissed mad, incoherent words and curses at me. Leaning over me, he cried, 'Look! You want to see? See! Feast your eyes, glut your soul on my cursed ugliness. Look at Eric's face. Now you know the face of the voice. You were not content to hear me, eh? You wanted to know what I looked like. Oh, you women are so inquisitive. Well, are you satisfied? I'm a very good-looking fellow, eh? When a woman has seen me as you have, she belongs to me. She loves me forever. I am a kind of Don Juan, you know,